Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You all are of a different age than me. You grew up in a different time than me. So I just have a question. Did you, when you grew up, were there guys who would come around and they would flirt with you and they'd use certain lines, like pickup lines? Is that something that happened when you were younger? Yeah, that was something that happened even then too. Well, did you ever hear the line that was used, the eyes are the key to the soul, and then they'd go and talk, make a nice comment about your eyes and then how the depths of who you are was beautiful? Yeah, that's a good line. And in today, we see that lived out in a really beautiful way. Because what do we celebrate today? What feast day? The feast of St. Lucy. St. Lucy, who is this beautiful, wonderful virgin martyr out there in Sicily. Remember, the Italian peninsula kind of looks like a boot, like a soccer shoe, ready to kick the soccer ball, which is Sicily, out into the Atlantic Ocean. Kick it out beyond Spain. That's what it looks like. In Sicily, that's where this young woman was. In the western, or the eastern part of Sicily, actually, is where she is. I've gone there to see her. Now, St. Lucy was a woman who really wanted to love God the best that she could. And as soon as she found out that it was possible for her to consecrate her virginity to him, that's all she wanted. She just wanted to give herself in consecration to Christ, but her parents had already promised her to another man. And so she prayed and she prayed, being inspired by the example of St. Agnes, who was another great martyr who died 50 years before St. Lucy came along. She was inspired by her story of just consecrating her whole being to Jesus Christ, that she could actually be his bride rather than the bride of somebody else. Rather than given to the pickup lines of man, she could really be given to the things which God says about her. The things which weren't trying to get her into a bed, but were trying to get her into heaven. The eyes are the key to the soul. In St. Lucy's life, when we see her in the beautiful artistic renderings of her, she's always carrying what? You know?
Eyes.
She's always carrying her eyes. And why? Well, we have two stories. One is that because she was so resistant in offering herself to these men, she would not allow her virginity to be taken, her eyes being very beautiful. What they did was they gouged them out as a punishment to her. Another story is that because they wanted to destroy her and she saw that they were lusting after her because of her beautiful eyes, she herself took them out. It doesn't matter which one is actually the case. The truth is that she, rather than being taken advantage of, rather than being attacked and letting her virginity be spoiled, she gave up her sight. Why? Because she sought only to look upon Christ. She only wanted her eyes to be given to Christ. She only wanted him to look into her because he's the only one who could see the beauty that actually lied within. So today, we have that same sort of opportunity for us. We see here in the gospel that this man, there were two men, one who said he was going to do it and then didn't, and the one who said, I'm not going to do it, and then later went on to do the right thing. Is there anybody here who's been perfect all your life? You started off really well and then just carried it on forever? No, we're all sinners, right? We've all got a past. We've all got things that we didn't do well, and we wish that, man, if I would have just realized the situation before, I would have gone a different way. Well, that's what the first son, his problem was. He was resistant to God. He was resistant to his father. Didn't want to do what his father did, but later on said, you know what? There was wisdom in what my father wanted me to do. I'm going to go ahead and do what he wants. And that's like us today. St. Lucy had a similar situation in her life. She wasn't perfect from her birth, but later on realized God's call in her life and chose to give everything to Him. It begins with the eyes, though. The eyes are the portal to the soul. So anything that passes before our eyes also is going to pass into our soul. And as we've grown older in years, we realize that there are certain things we can't let our eyes alight upon. We can't, when a young man struggles, he says, I really can't let, even though this woman is going to pass in front of me, you know, the best thing for me is going to be to shield my eyes, to look down, so that I don't let something that I'm going to twist and harm enter into me. Same thing with persons who pass before us. Maybe we shouldn't allow them to come before us. With programs on the television, those telenovelas, those things which are going to set my heart upon things which are not God and pull me from them. I need to let those things go. What are the things that we're allowing to pass before our eyes that are entering into our souls? We need to examine those things. Because St. Lucy, rather than looking upon that which was evil, let her eyes be taken. Rather than letting those who wish to abuse her eyes have their abuse, rather, she removed them so that she would only look upon the face of Christ, only see Him. At Mass, that's what we do. We turn our eyes only to Christ, not to the priest, not even to gaze upon the beautiful articles. We just want to see Him. And if that's what your desire is today, then in this moment of consecration to Him, offer Him your sight. Offer Him your beauty, that He can be the only one who is able to pass into your soul. Because the eyes are the gateway, the key to the soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.